You're with SBS Radio.
Joining our program, a Filipino Catholic priest at Catholic Diocese of Sandhurst in Melbourne, Father Junrey Reyna. We're grateful to have you in our program, Father Junrey.
Hi, Saibo. I'm very honored to be part of your program today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for granting us this opportunity. Well, from what you have noticed, Father Junrey, are migrants really hungry for religion?
Based on my experience here, especially for the Filipino migrants, you know, we are a very deeply people of faith coming from the Philippines. And with that culture and heritage, you know, bring it here. And especially to a lot of our new migrants here, they are really in need of support. And so we have a lot of Filipinos who have faith-based communities, and so they are the ones helping those new migrants.
How about migrants from other cultures?
The same way, because migrants in general are very vulnerable people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are the same track, looking for support, looking for a community, and faith is always a community based.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the same way, you know, from coming from different backgrounds, we're looking for a community that is faith community based.
Father, what is the role of faith in the lives of most of the Filipino migrants you have encountered?
For me, as a young priest, I was working in Wodonga for 3 years, and I just moved here in Bendigo for this year. And I'm working with a lot of migrants too in Melbourne. And true, you know, the role of faith is very important, not only because it's only for support, but it is an important tool for us to remain hopeful, because especially for the new ones, they're very vulnerable. They're looking for support. They're looking for work. It is always a journey of uncertainty, and to have faith, even our work is very uncertain coming here to a new country, but with faith to move along and to accept things, even though it's really, really hard at times.
Does it also contribute to the mental well-being of migrants? Like it helps them overcome anxiety as well as depression and cultural shock or other mental health problems?
I would say yes. Based on my experience here, I came here in Australia. It's been like 10 years now. I was a student too when I first came here. I did my study and theology in Melbourne. And I remember my first year, I did not have much of connections. I did not have much friends. So I didn't have any relations too. And most of us, you know, the same way with a lot of Filipinos, I am very deeply connected to my family. And I struggled with homesickness around the time. I just love Philippines. And, mm-hmm. and when I came
yeah.
here, I really struggled. I was really struggling. But for me, to visit a church around that time, it became a source of hope. It became a source of light for me. And so wandering around the churches of Melbourne, sometimes it gave me so much joy, even though in the times of, I feel really lonely around the time. So not only brings just an optimism,
mm-hmm.
but it is a very strong core of our being that, you know, even though we could be really lonely, as long as we have a strong faith, we could remain strong as well in times of our personal crisis here.
Okay, beautiful. Well, Father Junrey, is there an inspiring story of a Filipino migrant that you know about and you could share to our listeners regarding how his or her faith became an instrument to survive the challenges of life in the new land?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. when I was in Wodonga, we have a lot of young Filipino nurses over there who are taking bridging visa or bridging program. So a lot of them are just, you know, they just come here and really new and almost like nothing at all, you know. I was a great company to a lot of young nurses around that time, because even just to have a simple mee goreng or simple noodles was a source of company. It was a source of joy and source of friendship. But I remember one particular young nurse, she said around the time when she was applying coming here in Australia, she failed probably the IELTS 3 times. And she was already had big plans. She would be coming here in Australia in a manner of a year of preparation, but it did not happen. Mm-hmm. You know, she failed the English exam many times and a lot of failure with her documents. Around that time, she thinks that, you know, I will just trust myself. It's always about trusting myself. But the moment that she surrenders to God, the moment that she just let it go to God, you know, all of the things, it's just come very smoothly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, faith is very important to realize that, you know, with our plan, sometimes doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, but letting our God, you know, to make it happen with us.
All right.
So faith is all about surrendering. And so I remember that young nurse, but now she's in Melbourne these days now and happily working in Melbourne.
Okay, so now she's successful, right, Father?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what is the aspect or lesson from that story that a Filipino migrant can reflect upon, Father?
Coming here in Australia, we have always have big plans for our family. We have always have big plans for ourselves. But knowing from a lot of our Filipino friends, when they started their applications coming here in Australia, you know, they go to different churches all over in the Philippines in order just to have a very successful visa. And they're letting God be part of their journey. And so I think what I've learned from her story is that when we plan, we allow God a space in our plan. You know, we allow God that all these things happen not in our own effort. All of these things, you know, doesn't happen in our own energy, but letting our God to work in our plan, letting our God have a space in our plan. So I think that's really important for us to learn about faith. It's all about the journey with God in our lives.
In your diocese, do you have any programs to assist migrants who have newly arrived in Australia?
In our experience here, you know, we don't have really that written program that's supporting our newly arrived migrants. So what I've experienced is the communities. The time that I come to know some migrants in our church, I usually tap on to our Filipino communities that these are the new ones, and could you let them, you know, could you let them support in whatever ways. So some of them we help in accommodation. Some of them we help in even just giving them winter clothes, you know, just the basic. But in terms with our diocese, we don't have that you know, written proper programs.
Okay.
Hopefully in the future, especially in these modern times, you know, there's a lot of migrants traveling around the world.
But I can see that you're really working hard into spreading the word that they have to help each other out, you know, like they have to give support to the newly arrived migrants, for those who have stayed here for quite a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think it's a joyful community if we share that, and if we share what we have here as well, because we are in the same journey. We know how it was being who suffer from homesickness and become lonely, and so to see new ones and help them is a source of our joy too.
Okay, but we will wait for that program from your diocese, Father, in
thank
the
you.
Future.
Thank you for reminding that it's a very big challenge to not only for our diocese, but I think the many communities. You know, to have the proper program.
Yeah, and to have that, you know, inclusive kind of community, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Father Junrey, what do you think are the benefits of being in a relationship with the church?
The church is a community of people. You know, it's not just an idea, but a church is a community in which it has faces of people coming from different parts of the world or coming from different backgrounds and heritage, and especially here in Australia, where we are part of a very diverse community, so a very diverse church too. to be part of a church or a community. We share ourselves to others as mm-hmm. well, and I think that's one of the beautiful gifts to be part of a community or a church. You know, we let ourselves be given to others, and in the same way, others are very generous in sharing themselves too. So faith is sharing ourselves around the community. I think that's my thinking at the moment.
Okay. Final question, Father Junrey. Is there any verse from the Bible that you want to share to the newly arrived Filipino migrants?
For me, I think coming from a letter of Paul to the Colossians, that Jesus is the hope of glory. And I think you know, when we become really vulnerable here, coming to a new country, and when we learn ourselves to be really vulnerable, but to have faith is to remain hopeful people in the midst of a difficult times in our journey, in our personal journey coming to our new country. So Jesus remains, now is a hope of our glory. Jesus is Jesus in St. Paul's. He said, Jesus is the hope to our struggle.
Wow. Thank you so much, Father. Yeah. Thank you so much, Father Junrey, for sharing your time with us today.
Oh, thanks, Iva.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au